Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Sean Coleman, a leading account executive builder and entrepreneur in the cybersecurity industry. He has recently launched ACI Cybersecurity, which helps organizations address the core issue in the industry, the human being. And Sean, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, as you've been in the cybersecurity industry for the past 20 years, how have you seen the industry evolve over that time?
Well, when I first started, the internet was really in its infancy as we know it today, and I was trying to sell firewalls to small and mid-sized companies who really didn't understand the need. Cyber criminals were either hacking for bragging rights or they were doing it as a part-time job, and they were definitely not organized. But as our lives and commerce have become more reliant on the online world and more of our personal data is being collected, the opportunity to benefit from cybercrime grew exponentially to the point in 2014 revenue from cybercrime surpassed that of the criminal drug industry. But what hasn't evolved is the attitude of people. Security budgets have been notoriously low compared to other areas of IT. Most people, whether they're a CFO of a Fortune 100 company deciding on next year's budget or Joe Blow on the street who has 100 free apps on his phone, they have the attitude that it's not going to happen to me or my company. I'm not the target.
Yeah, mindset is certainly important in that regard. Now, with multi-millions being spent on cybersecurity tech, how come things they seem to be getting worse?
Yeah, no, it's getting worse because organizations and the industry itself has done a poor job of addressing the core issue, the human being. I mean, I've been successful over the years, as many of my colleagues have, helping organizations plugging holes in their ever-growing networks by selling them tools and services. I'm not diminishing the need for those tools, though. They're extremely important to protect your data. But the cyber criminal industry has always adapted their methods to be one step ahead of technology. And over time, the criminal has realized that the human being can easily be tricked into providing anything that they want. And they have adapted much quicker than society has.
Great points made there. Much appreciated. Now, as far as organizations are concerned, how do they tackle the problem that we're talking about here today, cybersecurity?
Yeah, well, first, they have to come to the realization that it's not a matter of if I get breached, but when I get breached. And actually, we're moving towards the day of when I get breached and when is it going to happen again. Once an organization understands that it's only a matter of time before it happens to us and that our employees are the biggest threat vector, then they can start addressing the core issue head on by implementing a cybersecurity awareness training program for their employees.
Well, we're certainly pleased that you're out there and we're talking about this here today to bring awareness. It's so important today. We are joined by Sean Coleman, a leading account executive builder and entrepreneur in the cybersecurity industry. He has recently launched ACI Cybersecurity, which helps organizations address the core issue in the industry, the human being. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Coleman, some organizations have claimed that cybersecurity awareness training doesn't always work. What are your thoughts in that regard?
Well, I've worked with many large organizations who have done all the right things. They have the latest technology, they understand the people problem, and they have taken steps to educate their employees. Typically, they leverage learning modules and learning management systems, online tools in order to do that. But with that said, it seems that they're still not moving the needle. The breaches continue to happen. A few years ago, I worked with a large FI and my contact in the organization and told me they invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in an awareness program and the first step of getting a baseline of their employees and seeing exactly where they're at and launched a phishing test on them. 40% of the employees failed. And after 9 months of implementing a modular awareness training program, they retested, and guess what? There was a 40% failure rate. And I think the reason that this approach failed is that people don't care. They still have the attitude, it won't happen to me, or if it does, why do I care if my company's breached? I'm not a share owner. You can force people to train, but you can't force people to learn or change their behavior. The key is to motivate them to care, and not through fear, but through empowerment. If the employee understands that the cybercrime directly affects them and their families, they're much more motivated to learn and change their behavior.
Now, you've recently launched ACI Cybersecurity. How does ACI Cybersecurity work with organizations to address all these problems that we've talked about here today?
Well, first, we help the organizations understand that in order to educate and change a culture of it's not going to happen to me, I'm not the target, it's essential to motivate the student to care about the content. And we then take a proven learning methodology and have created content that is geared towards the non-IT employee. And we deliver it in a couple different ways. We have an in-class instruction where our primary instructor and content creator is one of North America's leading cybersecurity experts. His bio includes many keynotes, television appearances. He's done stand-up comedy, motivational speaking. It's very engaging when he's in front of a crowd. And we've also taken that content and we've provided in the format where we do animated video instruction, where it's family-driven and it's geared to those companies who may not be able to get a large group of people in for an in-class instruction but still want that content delivered. We see real power when we couple those two together, that after the in-class instruction, we encourage the employees to take the video animated instruction home and show their kids. It's geared towards the family. It reinforces the message with the employee during that was delivered. It also helps teach their children around security awareness. Children have been walking around with devices in their hands since they've been 2 years old. They may not know the pitfalls of what the online world has out there. And then for those organizations that need metrics around behavior change, like to have testing and HR and development that way, we can take that same content and deliver it through a platform to attain all that information.
Well, Mr. Coleman, it certainly has been great to have had you with us, and we certainly appreciate what you do in the space, in the cybersecurity industry. On behalf of your company, and you're launching ACI Cybersecurity as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, again, people, we all need to start understanding that we are the target. It's not a matter of if, but when, and what the criminal is actually after. It's not your bank account, it's not your money, it's your data. And once people in society understand what the criminal is after, then we can start taking measures to protect ourselves.
We certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. If listeners wanted to get more information on ACI Cybersecurity, where's the best place online to get these details?
You can visit our website at aci-cybersec.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Coleman, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Sean Coleman, a leading account executive, builder, and entrepreneur in the cybersecurity industry. He has recently launched ACI Cybersecurity, which helps organizations address the core issue in the industry, the human being. And for further details, simply visit aci-cybersec.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.